Hi, I'm Linda. I was born in Germany, but I grew up in Irvine, California. I moved to San Diego 4 years ago and started college here right after high school. And I decided to come here because I always thought San Diego was a really nice place. And when I saw the campus, I loved it. I thought it was beautiful. And I've had a really great college experience so far. Freshman year in the dorms, made a lot of friends, and I'm still living with the same girls. And I'm now living by the beach in Ocean Beach, and I love it. And San Diego is great. This is supposed to be my last year at State. It's my first, my fourth year here. But I think I'm going to stay another semester or two because I need some more physics classes for the graduate program I want to get into. Right now, my major is physical geography. I changed it a couple times, but I settled on physical geography because I like studying the earth and the environment and how everything works. And I want, when I graduate, I want to go to a graduate program for atmospheric sciences, which involves a lot of physics, so I'll be taking many more physics classes after this. But I like physics. I like learning how everything on Earth works, like gravity and motion and all those kinds of things. And I feel like what we learn in class really relates to the real world and that I could really use it. And by taking physics, I really feel like I'm learning something important that I will need in my life. Even though this class is a huge amount of work, and I spend about 6 hours a week doing things for this class, and I still have a horrible grade, but I feel like I'm learning a lot. And gaining a lot of valid knowledge, and growing intellectually. And I'm learning to deal with having to put a lot of work and time into learning, and it's tough, but it makes me feel smart, I guess. And Tony's whole problem-solving thing really does make sense, and it does help me understand things better. And it shows that it's not just about finding the answer, it's about understanding the process and how you're getting the answer and why it makes sense, and reflecting on the whole problem and the process you went through to get there and why you did the steps that you did. And I've learned to draw diagrams and present information clearly through the homework and through Tony's high standards. And I know that it's important to explain what you do and show the steps that you go through to reach your solution, and it also helps you understand things better as well. So the problem-solving method is supposed to help us learn and understand and retain all the knowledge that we gain in class. So I feel like I've learned a lot in college. I've taken all kinds of different classes, I met lots of really interesting people all studying different things, and I've had some really great experiences, but I still feel like I have a lot left to learn. I'm supposed to be graduating this spring, but I don't feel ready. I still feel like there's so many things that I need to do and learn before I'm out in the real world, but I guess we'll see what happens. Well, the first 2 years of college went by so fast. They were a great experience. I learned to live on my own and met lots of great people. And my third year, I moved to the beach. My life has been a lot mellower since then, except for the whole school thing. But living by the beach is really nice, and it makes me happy. And I still have the same friends that I met freshman year. And life is great. It feels really good to have a goal. I finally decided what I want to study for the rest of my life. I spent my first couple of years of college really nervous and not knowing what I wanted to do, and changed my major a bunch of times. And now I know what I really want to work for, and it's exciting, and it makes me want to do good in my classes and learn all the information that I need to do well and to be able to study the atmosphere and how everything works. I want to study weather and circulation and natural disasters and things, because they all affect us and we can't control that. Like, we think we can control everything in the world, but you can't control what the earth is doing and the weather and things that the earth is doing to us that affect all of us. And I think it'd be really cool to understand the processes that go on with all of that. So basically, I have a lot of work ahead of me, but I'm on my way to doing what I want to do. And I'm taking 21 units right now, and it's a huge amount of work, and it's really stressful, and I probably took on more than I should have. But I know I can get through it, and I know it'll all be worth it in the end. And at least I'm studying what I like and what I'm interested in, and not studying something just to have a job for money. So I feel good about that, and I'm excited about my future and about gaining all this knowledge and being a smart person. So that's all for now. Bye.